This is the Student Leadership News Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Student Leadership News Podcast. My name is Jared and I'm here with Kira and Levi.
Hello.
It's good to have you guys on the podcast.
Oh, good to be here.
It is good to be here. And today we're talking about how to be the best leader you can be this year. Because if you check the calendar, it's the start of a new year.
Wow.
New year, new me.
Wow. So there's lots of exciting things coming, especially for our students. Maybe they're stepping into a new grade. Maybe they're stepping into a role of leadership, things that they haven't done before. Or maybe they've been leaders in the past and they're stepping forward with projects that they've got going. So we really want to orient you and help you to have the best year possible. And we've got some key tips to really help you to be successful this year. But I thought we'd start off with an icebreaker game.
Okay.
And the name of this icebreaker is Who's More Likely?
Who's More Likely?
Okay. So,
interesting.
Okay. I have a series of 10 questions.
All right.
And between the three of us, we have to figure out this year who's more likely to.
Okay. Oh. So do we one by one say who we think?
Yeah.
Or do we all decide on someone?
I think we just jump
just
in.
Just send okay. it.
We just okay, like, we'll I'll ask it. The question yep. and you guys just like put out your opinions and okay. we just discuss mm-hmm. it.
Let's mm-hmm. go.
Okay.
All right.
So the first who's more likely to question is, who's more likely to this year pick up a random new hobby?
100. Oh, wow. I was going to say Jared, but...
Me?
I'm almost thinking Levi now.
No, I'm actually thinking you.
Me? Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay, really? Okay. We'll start with Kira. What's your reasoning?
I haven't really decided who I'm going with. I think I'm going to go with Levi.
Wow.
I feel like you've been dabbling in a lot of new hobbies.
He likes to
last
dabble?
Last year. And I feel like you're just going to send it this year and pick up something.
You have picked up, would you say cycling?
Yeah,
cycling
I feel like
sure.
And
I feel
running.
Like I've already sent that
content
though.
Creation.
Yeah.
You know?
Levi might be pretty set on what he's got.
Yeah. I already kind of have it.
But there's so many other things you've said you want to do. And I just feel like they're going to happen this year.
What hobby would you pick up?
Like modeling.
Modeling?
Yeah,
maybe. He's dabbled in that.
Yeah, see? He said
it could
he wants
be a new hobby.
That. So yeah.
I'm
picking Levi
there
for
you
that
go.
Reason.
Okay.
I'm flattered.
Who are you picking, Levi?
I'm going to go with Kira. Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Because I kind of don't actually know what your hobby is.
I was actually just about to say, I hope that I get a hobby this year.
Like, you've got a few things that you love doing, but yeah. like, you know?
Thanks,
yeah.
Levi.
Yeah.
You've now motivated me to go get a hobby.
Go do it, Kira.
You say my life is boring. So.
No, that's not what I said.
No, maybe I should.
I think
get
we'll
a hobby.
Get her into our hobbies. We'll just get her into triathlon.
Yeah,
be a full-fledged triathlete.
I'm not too keen on that, to be honest. I'll come support.
That's what Levi said.
You never are till you try it.
No, yeah, we're in the kidding.
You can buy me a bike if I'm doing that.
Okay.
Mm.
Yeah. We'll put a GoFundMe for that.
Great. Can't wait.
That'd be interesting to see what you what hobbies you pick up this year. We'll have
to
do an
wait.
Update
I'm
at the end of the year.
I'm excited for it too. I have no idea.
Okay, the next who's more likely to, number two, is adopt a stray animal.
Stray?
Okay, I'm going to be so real. This is 100% Kira.
It's 100%.
For sure. I'm picking myself too.
That's a no.
Kira's the kind of person to walk through a park, not for the park, not for the nature, but because
the
there's
dogs.
Cute dogs.
The dogs.
Yeah.
Yes.
For sure.
Just yep. like,
I want to see the animals.
Anywhere
see the cute
I go,
doggies.
I'm looking for the dogs.
Yeah.
Nothing else. Yeah.
And you'll just bring one into the office. Guys, I got a bird.
I got a pet. No, not birds. I don't like birds.
You don't like birds.
I don't like
okay.
birds.
Okay. Sorry. Dog.
Be a bird.
Puppy.
Yeah, it would be a puppy or, yeah. or a hamster or something.
Hamster. I don't even think they have those
oh, yeah,
this side of the world.
An office hamster.
An office hamster.
Let's
yeah,
go.
Look out, guys.
Little lizard. Okay, the next one. Who's more likely to forget someone's birthday?
I'm going Levi for sure.
Yeah, I'm going
to
jump on that train. I'm saying Levi.
Levi is probably the type of guy to forget his own birthday.
What? that's big.
That is.
No, I actually don't think Levi forgets his birthday.
No, he wouldn't.
But it's like, everybody, come around.
It's his favorite day of the year. He wouldn't forget that.
Big time.
Okay, the next one is become famous.
Interesting.
Look, I'm going to be so honest. I think it's Levi.
I think it's Levi too.
Because he is already becoming famous on Instagram.
I agree.
I mean, he's getting hundreds of thousands of views on his page.
Goodness. Plus, if he gets into modeling too. Oh,
yeah, he had that modeling shoot.
Thank you, guys.
Big time.
He's getting cycling influencer. What would you call yourself?
I wouldn't call myself an influencer.
Okay.
I don't know. I do it for the fun of it, and I enjoy doing it, but...
That's cool.
It's a good time.
Maybe
good
if I pick up my new hobby, maybe I'll be really good at that and get famous.
Wow. And then you'll be famous.
Whatever that is.
Yeah. Okay. I'm definitely not getting famous, apparently.
Sorry, Jared.
Oh, poor Jared.
Next one is win a reality TV show.
Jared, full stop.
I'm going Jared too.
He's gonna go on like The Chase or something. Yeah. And just like absolutely smash it out of the park. Know the questions to everything. Like,
or I feel like if it's a social reality TV show, you'd dominate. Win so many people over.
Yeah.
Dominate. Like,
everyone would love you.
I think I think that's a compliment.
100%.
Yeah, 100%.
Very likable guy.
Yeah. Oh.
People would
stop
vote
it.
For you.
Stop it.
Maybe
I like this
Dancing
icebreaker.
With the Stars or something, you'd definitely win.
I don't think I'm that good of a dancer. I think I would absolutely embarrass myself.
Yeah, it's true.
I tried to do the worm like I did on stage one time and I'll stack it.
And you fell off.
That was embarrassing.
That was so embarrassing. For anyone listening, the context is it was a crowd of about how many? 200 people or more?
More than that.
It was
400 or 500.
Yeah. 400 or 500. Yeah. And Levi and I are on stage, and it's a dance-off with a bunch of students.
Oh, no.
And then I'm like, you know what? I'm going to hit the worm.
Oh, no.
And the whole crowd is going to be like, yeah, Jared's doing the worm. And I got so excited that I jump into it, but I jumped too far. And what was supposed to be a worm turned into a scorpion.
All I saw was like his somersaulted. Legs in the air.
Oh, and I somersaulted and stacked it on my back.
On stage, in front of all these people. It was so funny.
And nobody knew whether to laugh or be worried.
Oh, no,
call an ambulance.
I was laughing.
I was laughing.
Yeah, of course you were. Okay, the next one is number 6. Win the biggest drama king/queen award.
Why are you guys looking at me?
I think that says it all. I think that says it all.
Really? Do you think I'm a drama queen?
Well, no.
Look, I don't want to start any drama.
Yeah, well, that's good.
No, I love it.
I don't think you are, but I think more than Jared and I.
Probably.
Yeah.
You're probably right.
Like, Levi and I don't really. We'll go ride our bucks and forget about it.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
We're not really
I'll
worried.
I'll go with that. I'll say me as well.
Yeah.
Compared to you guys, for sure.
Yeah, we don't get very anxious.
It's okay, I'll take it.
Okay, the next one is completely change up their fashion style.
I'm going Jared.
Oh.
Yep.
That was quick.
I'm
that
going Jared,
quick. I feel like
100%.
That's a hard one.
Yep.
What do you say, me?
Well, I just feel like you're the type of guy to do that.
Yeah, I have been in Melbourne recently. Mm. I did buy a leather jacket the other day.
And you've been wearing a scarf?
I did wear a scarf once. I haven't stuck with the scarf, but I did.
I don't think I've ever worn a scarf for the sake of fashion.
Really? Yeah,
this guy did.
My Jared girlfriend did. Liked it.
Well, there you go.
So,
big time.
Yeah. I reckon you'd be the first person to change up your whole style.
Yeah, okay, I'll back it.
Yeah.
It's well done.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, the next one is have regular fitness challenges. I mean, I think that's Levi and I.
Well, I'm going to go Jared more than Levi.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Really? Why?
Well, just because last year you had so many different,
different ones.
Marathons, cycling, like all this stuff.
Yeah.
And I feel like you're very... inspired by like challenging yourself physically.
Yeah. And
you're
I like
motivated by that.
I like an event calendar. I like events to train for.
And I think it makes you feel really good when you achieve physical challenges.
Yes.
If that makes sense.
I do love it.
Yes.
Okay. I'll take that. I'll take
Go on
that.
Jared.
All right. Number 9 is get everyone on the team lost.
Again, why are you looking at me?
Hey, I wasn't looking at anyone. But I'm going to say Kira.
Hey, I was looking at Kira.
He's owning up to it.
Yeah, guys, I'm going to go with me as well.
I think you do have good
directional awareness.
Ability
to function
a GPS system.
Yeah.
Yeah, Google Maps.
But there was one time where Kira and I, where were we? We were in some town.
I think we were in
Australia.
Sydney, somewhere in Sydney.
And we had walked probably about 200 meters from our hotel.
It was dark.
It was lit up completely.
Pitch black. No, it was dark.
It was one turn that we had to take. And Kira's like, oh, how do we get home? And I'm like, you know what, Kira? I trust you. Show me the way home.
No.
Needless
and
to say, we did not get home.
Kira started by walking the complete opposite direction of the hotel. And when turning her around, she then took a wrong left, walked down there for about 50 meters until I turned her back around. And then she still didn't find it until I guided her to the corner where the motel was, which is okay because it was off memory. But
this is a true story.
It is. Yeah.
I hate to admit, but I just feel like I don't really take observation of my surroundings, and
yeah.
I'm really bad with directions.
You're just too busy bringing the vibes.
100%.
Yeah.
That's fair enough. I am very much like, I always need to know where I am.
Big time.
I'm like a GPS guy. Like, I like knowing roads.
Is that more of like a man thing? Like, I don't know. I just don't really take notice of that.
Yeah, I don't think I can make a generalization. I just know as for me personally.
Yes.
Fair. Yeah.
Can't relate.
There you go. That's why we picked you. Okay, now that was good to for the new year, see who's more likely, and maybe we can check back at the end of the year
to see who did those things. Yep.
And so we have five real practical tips to basically help you to be the best leader you can be this year. And we're going to start off with the first point.
So the first point is get comfortable being uncomfortable.
Ooh.
And I love that this is the first point because I feel like this is the real foundation of becoming a great leader. Because we all know that leadership isn't easy all the time. And sometimes it does mean trying something new, especially if you are a new leader or you've stepped into a new role. There's going to be a lot of new things that you've never done before, which means getting out of your comfort zone and just doing the thing. Whether it's speaking up in front of people or taking on responsibilities that feel a little bit scary. But if you want to make the most impact possible, you do have to get comfortable getting out of your comfort zone. Even if it feels a little bit scary or hard or you've never done it before, you just have to do it. Because unfortunately, a lot of leaders stay in their comfort zone.
Yeah.
And in doing that, they don't reach their own potential and they don't make as much impact because I guess they just let fear get in the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that feeling of being uncomfortable and stepping out of your comfort zone actually means you're growing. So it's actually a really good sign if you are feeling uncomfortable in your leadership.
Huge.
Yeah. And I even reflect on last year for me. I did a few things that really made me uncomfortable. Like I said, like you're talking before about the goals that I was setting of a marathon. And like those were actually really uncomfortable moments. Moments where I wanted to give up. I didn't want to keep going. But those are some of the most pivotal or most growth inciting moments that I had in the past the past year of 2025. So I think for me, I think it's that's just talking about my personal growth, my personal goals. But I think as a leader, when I reflect back in being in school, for many of the initiatives that I got to run, it was uncomfortable inviting people to it. It was uncomfortable approaching teachers and coming up with new ideas. It was uncomfortable having to have group discussions and trying, like, leadership is uncomfortable a lot of the time when you're making a real difference. So if you are thinking this year is going to be my most comfortable year ever, I think you're not going to have much of an impact
in
your
school. And I'd almost say that's why not everyone wants to be a leader because they know they're going to be out of their comfort zone. It's not for everyone.
Yeah.
Right? So you've got to expect that if you are stepping up into a leadership role.
Yes. Mm. And that's not to tell anyone that it has to be uncomfortable all the time. No. There are fun moments. There are good moments. But just make sure you're stretching yourself to get the maximum growth and impact.
Yep. Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. And the second point is listen and learn from others.
That is good.
Listen and learn. No leaders know everything. A big part of being a leader is paying attention to people around you and learning from that.
Yeah.
Get this. Willingly asking for feedback from others to a great way to grow.
Yeah.
So willingly asking for feedback. You're wanting to grow. You're listening to people around you.
Yeah.
That way you're going forward. Ask questions. Watch what teachers, coaches, or even older students do. What works? What doesn't? And leadership is like a puzzle. You need all of the pieces.
Mm.
Maybe someone is great at keeping people motivated. Maybe someone's great or another person is amazing at organizing. Take notes and always be open to learning from others.
Yeah.
Love that.
I think that's a good analogy you used because you don't know what you don't have. And to complete the puzzle of leadership, if you just, I can imagine if I was trying to make a puzzle and I had a quarter of the pieces, I would be clueless.
You'd
I'd
be
get
like,
frustrated.
What is happening?
You'd be pulling your hair out. And I think some leaders, some leaders do that. And they're like, so frustrated. Why can't I figure this leadership thing out? And it's because they're not actually approaching others, whether that's teachers they respect or whether that's other leaders that have gone before them and being like, what am I missing? What can I learn from them? What can I grow in?
It's like their eyes are down where you just have a look up and see what's around you, see what you can use, listen and learn.
Yes. And I think a lot of the times, people can see it as a sign of weakness to be asking other people for advice or asking for lessons from people. But really, it's like you're probably going to limit your growth in your leadership if you aren't asking other people. Exactly. Because there's always going to be people who are more experienced in what you're doing or have done it before. And that's okay. Like the best thing you can do is ask them for help so that you can then start off on as good of a foot as you can.
You don't know what you don't know. So you have to ask.
You have to ask.
That's awesome. Number three is to lead on behalf of others. And I think it's so important, this one, because you're not in a leadership role for yourself.
Yeah.
It's not just about what you can get out of leadership. You're there to lead your school and to lead on behalf of others. So it's not about just doing things your way. It's about doing what's best for your school and the people around you. And sometimes that means that you have to make an effort to listen to what others need and what the needs are at your school. So being a leader is about making this impact, even if it's small things that people talk about. They're like, we just are really struggling with this at our school, and we feel like no leaders before it have even tried to take on this idea. If you can be that leader that says, no, I'm not just leading to enforce my will or to do the things that I think are best, but you go, no, I'm actually going to listen to what people have been saying really need to change in this school and see how we can be the leaders that are the ones that listen, that are the ones that lead on behalf of others and make difference in those things that are really needed in school. Because when we go around and talk to so many different schools, it's funny. I'll talk to them, I'll be like, what's needed at your school? And they will talk about how students have sometimes frustrations that have been ongoing for years. And it's because maybe leadership groups come through and they don't listen to the problems that have been happening at their school. They just do the things, oh, we think running a basketball game will be fun and that's all we want to do.
Or they just do stuff that the last few years have done. They're like, oh, this works well. Like,
yeah.
They're not thinking about the real needs of the other people in their school or the community.
And they might even be leading on behalf of themselves rather than leading on behalf of others. So that's why I think it's so important to have conversations with others, to build connection and trust, to make others feel included and listen to what is needed at your school to lead on behalf of others.
Yeah, absolutely love that. And we've got tip number four, which is learn and grow from mistakes, which kind of fits in, I feel like, with the listen to others and learn from their feedback.
Yeah, definitely.
Kind of fits in with that. But knowing that when you do make mistakes in leadership, because let's be honest, there's probably going to be a fair few mistakes that you'll make, and that's actually not a bad thing.
Yeah.
Mistakes happen, and that's okay. Even the best of best leaders make mistakes all the time.
Yes.
And I think it's something that's actually not really talked about as much as it should be in leadership. Like, we often see the end result of someone's journey and we don't see all the mistakes and the failures that they've had. Mm. But the truth is, they wouldn't have got to that final outcome if they didn't have all those lessons and failures along the way. So the trick is to treat your mistakes as lessons and not failures. So just know that every time you are making a mistake, you're actually just growing and improving for next time. And if a plan doesn't go the way that you wanted it to, ask yourself, what can I do differently next time? Reflect on your mistakes and then improve for next time. So maybe if you tried organizing a school event and it didn't go perfectly, it's not the end. It's just a chance to get better and stronger and really reflect on that and what you can do better for next time.
Awesome. Yeah, it's really good. And I think at this point, they're entering into the year. If they can set their expectations right now, they expect mistakes. They expect setbacks.
Definitely.
That when they come, they can say, oh, no, what Jared, Kira, Levi, they told
they
me
said this was gonna happen.
That there would be setbacks. So,
wow.
So it's okay. It's okay. I knew this was going to happen. We can keep moving forward rather than throwing your hands up and thinking, oh, we've failed as a leadership team. We've made a mistake.
I'm out. This is done.
And I think a lot of the times, well, I know for me anyway, like the idea of quote unquote failing has stopped me from doing a lot of things. And I think if you can have the mindset that actually mistakes are a good thing, you kind of want to try more things and get involved with more things because you know that mistakes are just a part of the journey and they help you grow.
Yes. Yep. One thing I will say, though, is don't dismiss your mistakes. If you do genuinely make a mistake as a leader, it's important that you exemplify owning your mistakes to other leaders.
Yep.
So that if you have done something wrong or you haven't held up your part or done the work necessary, that you show other leaders that you're willing to improve and learn just like you.
And take
just
like
that shows that builds trust in builds relationships. Trust. Awesome. Exactly. And tip number 5, moving on, is focus on being consistent and not perfect.
That is good.
Consistency over perfection wins every day. Mm. Leadership isn't about getting it right all the time. It's about showing up and doing your best every day. Even if it's just in small ways throughout the day.
Yes.
It doesn't have to be big things. The best leaders are the ones who keep trying. Keep trying, keep learning, and keep showing up for others. Consistency builds trust and keeps momentum. If you wait to be perfect, you'll be waiting forever.
I think that's so,
so
good.
True.
Yeah, I
so
think
true.
It's like the tortoise and the hare, right? I think there's some leaders that are the hare. They run really quick at the start of the year. They
smash
set
it. Go,
they're
go,
trying
go,
to be
go,
perfect.
Go, go,
boom,
go,
boom,
go.
Boom, 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 boom. And then just by the first term or halfway through the year, they're like, I'm done with leadership. This is too hard,
I've
too much
enough.
Effort. And they give up, like the hare has a nap, gives up, right?
Yep.
But if you're just a consistent leader, that if you just have the art of showing up, that every day, every meeting, you show up, even when you're not feeling it, even when you've got a lot on your plate, you just show up. You don't have to be perfect. You can be vulnerable about the things that you're working through or the workload that you have, but you keep showing up throughout the year, you're going to be like that tortoise and you're going to finish the year well.
Yep, 100%
wow.
Agree. Big one, big one.
Consistency.
And I think a little bonus point I have with all of that is a lot of that was quite serious stuff. But I want to remind the listeners to have fun. Like, leadership gets to be fun.
Big one.
Exactly.
And I remember my years of leadership, and I remember having some of the most fun moments of all of my schooling, of maybe my whole life. Just doing things with my mates, where maybe it's a swimming carnival, cheering for our friends, or we did this color run, and I'm throwing like eggs, or I don't even know we were throwing.
<That's>
We were like, yeah, do not condone this, but we're like throwing eggs at each other, and like we're covered in color.
Do not try this at home. Do not try this at home.
And you know, just doing fun stuff. Like we once had this like Christmas carol, and everyone's like jamming out of this Christmas music, and all the teachers are dancing. Like it was actually low key leadership. was one of the most fun things about school.
And I think the best part is because you're doing it with a team as well. Like it's always more fun with other people. It's because you're not just doing it alone. You're doing it with your team. So I feel like really utilize your team. And the year is, I know it's a bit cringe, but like the year is literally what you make it.
Yes,
like,
exactly.
You're the leaders of the school and the year is what you make it.
Yeah, and it will be challenging. There'll be times where you have to put in the work, but if you have an attitude of fun throughout it, you're going to end up reflecting and being like, it was so worthwhile doing leadership.
Yep.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
Core memories, right?
Core memes.
Core memes.
Memories.
We love to see it.
So that was 5 ways to be the best leader you can be this year. I would encourage you, now that we've said these 5 things, I think things that are not reflected on will be forgotten. So I encourage you as a listener, write these down and review them in 6 months' time to see how you're going with them, because you don't want to be like the hare that just forgets about them, just runs quick, and then gives up on leadership. Mm. We want you to be a consistent leader that does the year well. And so we hope these 5 tips have helped you to be the best leader you can possibly be this year.
Love it.
Love it. It was heaps of fun doing this with you guys. We'll see you.
Thanks, Jared.
On the next episode.
Bye.
Bye bye.
You.
Thanks for listening to the Student Leadership News Podcast. Interact with us on social media and follow the news online at studentleadership.news.